What are the major clinical research studies, cooperative group studies, phase three studies out there right now?
Right now, most of the studies are focusing on two issues. One of them is frontline therapy with CML. There are studies out there looking at frontline therapy, comparing the new drug to imatinib. So that's happening with all three drugs, nilotinib, bosutinib, and SKI-606. Then there are some studies that are looking at not resistant CML to imatinib, but suboptimal response. And I think those are very difficult studies to do, so I'm not very much in tune with doing those studies. The third set of studies are looking at patients who are in remission, looking at immune stimulation to try to stop treatment. So there are three vaccines in trials. And we're going to consider a trial with Pegasus. So we take patients who are in a complete cytogenetic response or in a major molecular response for a while. And what we'd like to do is give them Pegasus, one subcutaneous shot every week for 6 months, and then stop therapy and see if those patients become long-term molecular cures. The last issue is the development of particular mutations which can be resistant to many of those new generation TKIs. One of them is called T315I mutation. Fortunately, it's so far an uncommon mutation. If you take the whole group of patients with CML and you consider a resistance rate of 4%, mutations are 50%, so you're down to 2%. And the T315I mutation is 20%, so you're down to maybe 0.5% of the patients developing that mutation. But there are selective T315I inhibitors which are undergoing trials, and there are also agents which are nonspecific, like homoherringtonine, which are undergoing trials in patients who have failed multiple tyrosine kinase inhibitors or who have a T315I mutation.